Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. Today is Wednesday, April 17th. And I'm just hanging out. I love this song. The song is like a guilty pleasure. I'm gonna turn it up. Starshine and Sydney are in the room. They're both on the bed. Starshine just came in like a minute ago and jumped on the bed. And now he's biting the blanket. I'm not even like totally prepared to do an audio journal right now, and Starshine just meowed in the background. Starshine, he just meowed again, and yeah, he was just biting the blanket like a second ago. He does that a lot. He bites the blanket, and like sometimes he walks in a circle and like twists the blanket as he's biting it. I wasn't sure what song to play, like as I was opening this audio journal, I was trying to decide, and another guilty pleasure song. When I woke up this morning, I had a different song, though, on my mind, and I'm gonna play that later. It's 10:12 a.m. and I'm just hanging out. It's kind of early to be doing an audio journal. I usually do these in the evenings at like 5 p.m., but I just felt like doing one now. Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. And yeah, like I said, it's 10:15 a.m. And yeah, I'm just hanging out. Sydney is sleeping on the bed right next to me. And Starshine was in the room a second ago. And Starshine woke me up early again. He woke me up at 2:24 a.m., so once again, I had to stumble out of bed and open a can of cat food for him and feed him and then go back to sleep. So yeah, like I said, this has been going on for 3 weeks and it happens every single night. In the middle of the night, he just wakes me up. And he meows and jumps on my bed until I wake up and feed him. And then he wakes me up later on, like a few hours later. He woke me up at 6:45 a.m., a quarter to seven. Because he just meows until I wake up. And he just walks around meowing and jumping around. And yeah. I mean, they say cats are nocturnal creatures, but Starshine takes it to a whole new level. This is not just a midnight snack. It's a midnight fiesta going on. So he meows. He stops meowing once I wake up. And so this is becoming the new norm with him. And I want to know how to stop it. Like, how do I stop him from waking me up in the middle of the night? Because if I ignore him, he keeps meowing until I wake, and it's even worse. He'll meow for hours. And so after I woke up, I Googled, why is my cat waking me up in the middle of the night? And I got some answers. So the first thing it says in Google is, the most common reason for cats to wake up their owners at night is down to lack of stimulation and exercise. This is often more of a problem with indoor cats, as they don't have the freedom to go out and play, hunt, prowl, or roam. And then I read a Reddit post and somebody said, my cats enjoy doing this when the seasons change. For one cat, we would keep the bedroom shade open a couple inches so he could look out the window. And Starshine has a window to look out at night. Because I close all of the shades except one. The one that leads, out on the deck. Because, there's, doors that lead out to the deck. And so one of the doors, I roll down the shade. But the other one I keep open for him. And I also keep one open on one side of the door on the other side of the house so that he can look down the driveway and out. He can see that view also. So he can see and also so that I can look out there if I want to and see if there's anything going on out there, if any animals are walking up my driveway, or if anybody is, for some reason, if somebody decides to drive up my driveway so I can see. But I close all of the other shades that are in the house at night. At 6 p.m., I'll draw the shades. So yeah, that post said that their cat enjoyed doing that when the seasons change, and the season is kind of changing. I mean, we're about a month into spring, but I would still say that the seasons are changing. So I don't know. They don't say why their cat does it when the seasons change. And so another post said, cats are crepuscular, so it's likely they're just waking up and are bored. So crepuscular means being awake in the twilight hours, and the twilight hours are between night and sunrise. I think that's, yeah, right before sunrise. So cats are crepuscular, meaning they're awake in the twilight hours. But basically what I think it is that Starshine is just bored and he wants me to be awake whenever he's awake. And he's up in the middle of the night before sunrise. And so he's up and he just expects me to be up. He wants me to be on his schedule. And that's what I might have to do. So like I said in my previous audio journal, I think I'm just going to try to adjust my schedule to be like his. Whenever I see him napping, I'll take a nap. And by the way, he's back in the room. He's on my dresser now. And yeah, he's napping. He's curled up now and he's sleeping now. So yeah, he takes lots of naps during the day and then he's up all night. So yeah, whenever I see him napping, I'll take a nap. And I'll curl up in a ball too, like he does. Because as it is, I think they see me as a cat. They see me as another cat. Because I communicate by meowing to them often. And also what I do is I simulate licking them. I'll run my lips along their fur as if I'm licking them. So basically I lick them, but with my tongue still in my mouth. So, yeah. So I woke up at around 6:30 a.m. and just stayed up, and I laid in bed for a couple of hours, and Sydney was in the bed right next to me, for that period of time, just like pressed up against me and sleeping with me. And then I woke up and, like I said, I had a different song stuck in my head, another guilty pleasure song stuck in my head. I had the John Mayer song, Your Body is a Wonderland, stuck in my head as soon as I woke up. Don't ask me why, but that song is another guilty pleasure, and I just really need to hear it. And I might even sing along. I'm not sure. I sung along a little when I played the song Easy by the Commodores the other day, and I was pretty good. And so I wanted to make an audio journal where I just do like karaoke of different songs, but I think, I don't think that would be entertaining. I don't want to put someone through that because I'm really not that good at singing. But occasionally I'm like really good. But most of the time I'm really bad. It kind of depends on the song. But I don't want anybody to endure having to listen to me sing for a half hour. So, yeah, I'm just going to put this song on. I've been waiting all morning for this.
We got the afternoon.
I don't have the lyrics, though.
You got this room for two.
I know the chorus, though.
One thing I've
I'm nervous.
Discover me. One mile to every inch of your skin like porcelain. One pair of candy lips and your bubblegum tongue. And if you want love, deep sea of blankets, I take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a world. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. I will use my hands. Your body is a wonderland. Something about the way the hair falls in your face. I love the shape you take when crawling towards the pillowcase. You tell me where to go, and though I might leave to find it, I'll never let your head hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. Take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a wild. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. I'll use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
I don't know if you could even hear me.
I know you're mine, all mine, all mine. But you look so good, it hurts sometimes. Your body is a wonderland.
I just had to hear that. So yeah, the cats are sleeping. Sydney is sleeping on the bed next to me, and Starshine is sleeping on the dresser. And I should take a nap after I'm done with this, so that I can get on Starshine's sleep schedule. By the way, there's like this dead beetle on the floor. A dead beetle. And actually, I'm not sure if it's dead or not. I think it came back to life. But there's this beetle that's been laying on the floor for over a week, and it's pretty big. But so basically, I woke up about a week ago, and I saw this beetle on the floor. Like I said, it's kind of big. So I saw a beetle on the floor outside of my room laying on its back. And I assumed that it was dead. I assumed the cats got to it in the middle of the night and just left it outside my door for me to see. And I've kept it there ever since. Because I've been kind of too lazy to clean. Well, I'm not really sure why. I don't know. I think subconsciously I wanted it to be a warning for any other beetles that come into the house, so that they'll see the other dead beetle laying there and they might think twice about moving in. So I assumed that it was dead because it wasn't moving, but now I'm not really sure. I think it might have died and then came back to life. But I didn't see it. Last night I saw its legs moving around. But I didn't see it moving for like a week. But then last night I saw its legs moving around. It was still on its back. So maybe it was like unconscious. Like maybe it's slowly healing. And like maybe in a few days it'll be healthy enough to walk away. Or maybe it's slowly dying. I'm not really sure. But I'm wondering if it's inhumane of me to leave it there and not put it out of its misery. Like, should I kill the beetle or should I try nursing it back to health? Like, should I give it CPR? Maybe I should make a tiny bed for it and have like a tiny IV drip of fluids and try to nurse it back to health? Like, should I try feeding it? I'm not sure. I don't know what to do with this beetle. But this morning it was moving around a little bit also, so. But it's still on its back. So I'm trying to decide what to do with this half-alive beetle. I honestly want to try feeding it, but I'm not sure what beetles eat. So, do beetles eat grass? Because my dad brought over, like a couple weeks ago, he brought over this, like, he got this little container of grass, like a little, like dirt with grass growing out of it. It's like a small plastic container that just has grass growing out of it so that the cats can eat the grass and can enjoy some of the grass growing out of this little container. And so I'm thinking of putting the half-alive beetle in there. And I don't know if beetles eat grass, but I'm thinking of doing that. Because I don't want to kill the beetle if it's on the mend. So anyway, I was reading Google News this morning, and there is not a lot going on in the news. I was also reading Ars Technica. I like that website too. And I found an interesting article there. But the main headline today is that there was an elephant that escaped from a circus yesterday. And I don't really blame it. That has to be a miserable life, having to perform every day in a circus. I think it should be illegal to exploit animals like that. But an elephant escaped the confines of a traveling circus and roamed the streets of Butte, Montana on Tuesday before it was recaptured without incident. And so, yeah, I have just a little clip about it that I'll play.
There's a certain quality of disbelief that comes with seeing things that don't belong in everyday life.
Oh my God.
And for residents of Butte, Montana Tuesday, like Matea Smith, who was driving with her husband, an elephant strolling down the street definitely fit the bill.
He was like, oh my gosh, there's an elephant. And I kind of was joking with him and I thought I was in the parking lot. Then he was like, no, there's an elephant. So I looked up and I was like, oh, there is an elephant in the road.
The manager of the Civic Center, where the Jordan World Circus was staging, confirming to NBC affiliate KECI, the giant animal apparently got spooked by the sound of a truck backfiring during a bath and bolted.
So set the scene for me, right? You see the elephant coming down the street, and then how long after are her handlers also pursuing Viola?
I'd say 30 seconds behind her, but the problem is that an elephant's much faster than a human. So you see the elephant get into the road, and by the time she's over by the casino, her handlers are just running out as fast as they can.
Once Viola popped up on this gas station security camera,
my coworker here pointed out, there's an elephant. Started jumping up and down, pointing out the window.
And then trotted right by the casino. All bets were off.
I wanted to play the slot machines.
The circus-like scene lasted around 20 minutes before the powerful pachyderm was safely recaptured.
And then the other interesting thing that I saw today, it was from Ars Technica. Sleeping more flushes junk out of the brain. So I'm reading this from Ars Technica. It says, rhythmic activity during sleep may get fluids in the brain moving. And it says, as if we didn't have enough reasons to get at least 8 hours of sleep, there is now one more. Neurons are still active during sleep. We may not realize it, but the brain takes advantage of this recharging period to get rid of junk that was accumulating during waking hours. Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have now found out why. When we are awake, our neurons require energy to fuel complex tasks such as problem solving and committing things to memory. The problem is that debris gets left behind after they consume these nutrients. And as we sleep, neurons use these rhythmic waves to help move cerebrospinal fluid through brain tissue, carrying out metabolic waste in the process. In other words, neurons need to take out the trash so it doesn't accumulate and potentially contribute to neurodegenerative diseases. Quote, neurons serve as master organizers for brain clearance, the WUSTL research team said in a study recently published in Nature. So basically what's happening, just to paraphrase this again, is that throughout the day, as our brain has these complex tasks, our neurons consume nutrients, and when they do that, they leave behind debris in the brain. And when we sleep, our brain has these rhythmic waves, and the waves help to flush out all of the debris that's left behind when our neurons consume these nutrients throughout the day. And so, yeah, I just found that really interesting. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that on my audio journal. And, I think I'm going to close out this audio journal and sign off and play with the cats, or maybe take a nap. So I will talk to you later.